Parshas Vayelech begins by the Torah telling us that Vayelech Moshe, that Moshe went. V'yedabres dvaram ha'ila el kol Yisrael, he said the following things to the entire nation. V'yomer aleim, and he said to them, ben me'ev esrim shana anochi hayom, I'm now today 120 years old. Lu'uchal od latzeis v'lavo, I'll no longer be able to come and go. Hashem amar elai lo ta'avor es hayardein hazeh. And Hashem has told me, I will not cross the Yardein, I will not go with you into Eretz Yisrael. But don't worry, because Hashem himself will be over Lefanecha. He'll go with you, he'll defeat the enemies, etc., etc. And therefore he says, Chizku v'imtzu, be strong, be brave, don't worry about it, Hashem will be with you, etc. This final speech on literally the last day of Moshe's life is introduced by, as the Parsha gets its name, the Torah telling us that Moshe went, by Yelech Moshe. However, as all of the Mefarshim note, the Torah never tells us where Moshe went. It's a total non sequitur. Vayelech Moshe, he went, and then the rest of the continuation of that and the successive Pesukim are about what Moshe said. It never tells us where he went. So a big group of the classical Mefarshim all understand that what is being alluded to here is that on this last day of his life, at this last speech, Moshe is going from Shevet to Shevet, from tent to tent, to have a final goodbye with the people. However, even those Mefarshim that agree on that basic narrative disagree on various nuances about what exactly Moshe was trying to accomplish or why he was exactly motivated. Ramban, for example, says that after having concluded the teaching and this covenant at Arvos Moav, all of the people naturally returned to their private and respective tents, and therefore Moshe, realizing that this is the last day of his life, went from tent to tent as a form of derech eretz. When a guest takes leave of his hosts, so to speak, he says goodbye to them, he thanks them, he shows them his appreciation and his derech eretz, and therefore as a simple but important and instructive matter for all of us to learn from, Moshe, in an act of derech eretz, takes leave from the people. That's the Vayelech Moshe. The Seforno says something which is perhaps even more poignant. He demonstrates that Vayelech can also mean to strengthen yourself. And therefore he says what's being alluded to here is that Moshe strengthened himself personally because he went on this trip, so to speak, this mini journey from tent to tent, from tribe to tribe, to strengthen and console the people over his impending death. He was mechazik them to be happy, to realize that this was Hashem's will, and even if they'd have natural disappointment and sadness at his not going with them and him passing on, but nevertheless, having just made this permanent bris, this covenant with Hashem at Arvos Moav, that itself should supersede any personal feelings of loss that they have over Moshe's death. And this is really, obviously, quite remarkable testament to Moshe's fortitude, his strength of character, his emotional strength, and his commitment to the nation, not being subsumed with or overwhelmed with or totally narcissistic, focusing on just himself, but rather dafke at a moment of, you know, the greatest sorrow. He knows this is the last day of his life. Instead of thinking about himself, he's using the opportunity to comfort and console others. And this is really inspiring and something that sometimes we hear about in various families, when you often hear about people who themselves are the ones who have suffered a great loss, and you visit them or you pay a shiva call, and people often have that experience where you went to comfort someone and the person you went to comfort ends up comforting you. And it really is a tremendous act of spiritual and emotional heroism, of true gvura. And according to the Seforno, the model for that is Moshe. That's what he was doing. Despite his having every understandable reason for being focused on himself and his own loss, he dafka strengthened himself. And he needed to strengthen himself because this was a hard thing, even for Moshe. But he did it. He strengthened himself and he consoled the other people. The Kli Yakar has a third variation of this. And he says that Moshe was going out of his way not just to speak in one place and have that message travel, but rather dafka go from tent to tent, from family to family, from tribe to tribe, because he was trying to show that his imminent death was not at all from natural causes. He was making sure that everyone certainly understood that from a physical perspective, he was healthy, he was fit, he could walk everywhere, go anywhere, and he was just wanting to let them know that, you know, tomorrow, so to speak, or tonight, whatever it is, later today when I die, you should know that was only coming from divine decree, as the psukim themselves describe. It's only because Hashem had decreed I can't go in with you. But you should know it's not from natural causes, it's only from divine causes. So he wasn't, so to speak, trying to fight reality, but he did want to demonstrate to everyone that the reality was a spiritual one, and not a natural ebbing of his strength, not a natural demise, but a purely divinely inspired one in which otherwise he was, so to speak, good to go. And that was important for Moshe to show the people so they should realize that it wasn't just a coincidence or natural causes that prevented him from going with them, but rather Hashem's decree. Last but not least, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh has a completely different and fascinating interpretation. He says that Vayelech Moshe does not refer to Moshe in the physical sense, rather in the spiritual one. And he bases himself on a teaching of the Zohar that says that the neshama of a tzaddik can discern when it's going to die, and that the neshama takes temporary leave of the body, even before actual death, but takes leave of the body so the neshama can go and visit and see where eventually it will be going, where its ultimately eternal resting will be. And in this case, Vayelech Moshe refers to Moshe's neshama, it left him. And Moshe, having sensed that, that was his cue. That's how he realized that the end was near. And as a result, he began to share his final words with the nation. So unlike all the other Mefarshim who see Moshe in a physical way, going from family to family, from tent to tent, according to the Or HaChaim, he stayed in his usual place to give a national-focused, a big public speech, not a one-by-one speech, not a tent-by-tent little speeches, but nevertheless, it also was because of his spiritual sensing that the time of his death was imminent. So we have four different interpretations, the first three agreeing on the basic premise that Moshe was going from tent to tent, and Or HaChaim having a completely different interpretation inspired by this very interesting mystical teaching of the Zohar.